Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly show on Brighteon TV, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. For the last 23 years or so, I've been literally giving thousands of interviews on radio, television, podcasts, live conferences, seminars, etc. And most of the information that I talked about was primarily about vaccines. But with decades as a medical trained doctor and much experience, there is so many other things that I want to talk about and I want to dig into in depth. And that's why I created this show. Consider this to be an educational program, and we will bring you valuable guests and information on your health. Tonight, my special guest is Dr. Jane Ruby. Hold on, you won't want to listen. We've already talked a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight, and you won't want to miss this. Sit tight, we'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're so glad to have you here at the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Dr. Jane Ruby is a medical professional and a pharmaceutical drug development expert and a highly published international health economist who has appeared on numerous TV shows, radio shows across America, and has her own very interesting show. She is a nurse practitioner with a PhD in psychology and in economics. Dr. Ruby also has over 20 years of experience in regulatory processes for drug approval and for the FDA and the EMA. She worked with the Human Research Studies to launch some of the most famous compounds in the world for depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's disease, opioid addiction, and cardiopulmonary diseases. Jane is a tireless soldier in the fight against the World Economic Forum and medical tyranny. Welcome, Jane, to come to my program tonight. I can't believe the last time that I had you on the show was June of 21. I should smack my hands and say, shame on me. We've got a lot to talk about tonight.
Thank
so let's
you.
Let's hurry up and catch up because it's so great to have you back. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here this evening.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dr. T. I love spending time with you. You're one of my heroes from the beginning. You were one of the frontline doctors that I've always felt near and dear to. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, you've been through a lot in the last year with, you know, the gratefully and everybody celebrating with you on this dismissal of this case from Malone being on your back. It was such a nonsensical thing. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Paul Alexander, who's also a friend of mine, is relentless at going after Malone and the things that he's doing. And so gratefully that you had a judge on your favor. But there are so many people that have infiltrated into our movement. You know, people that are that claim to be part of health freedom, and then they get inside of it, and they're just they've got a nefarious sort of background, or they come in and they're just it takes a little while, but they become major disruptors. You have some information about that, about how we can ferret some of those people out. Why don't we start with that?
Yeah, that sounds really good. I think it's important too, and I wanted to lay a little bit of an introduction to it, because Dr. T, a lot of the public that knows us and that knows a lot of our different work sees it initially as something that's divisive for no good reason. Why are you going after each other, and why are you causing dissent or adding to it within the health freedom movement? And actually, that's not really what we're doing. We're actually trying to put some of us who are truth-focused people have not compromised, have not taken money to say what others want us to say or to not say what others don't want us to say, have been accused of, you know, this divisive thing. But really what it's about is trying to protect the public. We have been in this business. We have been among each other. And so you have to watch for certain signs. I don't like, you know, the term controlled opposition is kind of overused, but it is still very important. And I want to say one word about the division accusation. Remember something, I found a really wonderful saying in the last year, and it goes something like this: I'd rather be divided in truth that hurts, but then heals, instead of being united in a lie or an error, right? That ends up making people feel good, but then ends up in their death or demise or some damage. So we're not causing division just to be, you know, bullies in the schoolyard. We're actually trying to protect the general public and ourselves from people that are kind of moving and derailing stories or vital information that we feel should get out. So to be constructive about it, I want to give some credit also to the former R&D executive, pharma executive, I'm sure a lot of people know of her by now, Sasha Latapova, because we've been talking a lot recently about controlled opposition, operatives. It was something that became very interesting to me after I was, you brought it up, falsely accused of defamation by Robert Malone, the self-proclaimed inventor of these shots. And interestingly, the judge saw through it too. The judge felt it was baseless, frivolous, no jurisdiction. And this was a Clinton appointee. I mean, if he sees it.
Wow.
Right? So that was, yeah, that was pretty interesting. Federal judge. But so we started to talk more constructively, Dr. T, about, well, what can we share from our understanding? We don't want to be reckless. We're not trying to point fingers or names. We'll let you, the public, figure out who you deserves your trust and who doesn't. And so we came up with some things, you know, because Sasha has, I think, also done so much work with people in the intelligence world and community on the good side, the white hats from there, that she's really given this a lot of thought. So I want to give her most of the credit, although I did help with a few of these. We put together a list of what the general public could think about in terms of using little measuring sticks for maybe upping or downing their degree of trust in someone. And they may be controlled opposition. Remember something, controlled opposition gives you like a person talks 90%, but what you want to hear, maybe what is truth and what they do, what their purpose is to slip in, weave in every now and then a little 5 or 10%. Of the message that they really want out, either to confuse you or create chaos or whatever, or socially re-engineer the situation. So some of these people, regrettably and sadly, Dr. T, are people you and I have known from the beginning. And we believe that some of them were planted to be in the beginning, even big heroes. Some of them were started out with good intentions, but they got flipped along the way with fame or money. So let me give you some of the, we came up with 7 items to think about when you're trying to discern if someone may be controlled opposition or not. First, pay attention to words. Words are important. The words that people choose. For example, if you hear the same phraseology in a chorus, like, or a group of people that all seem to be funded by maybe some financial group or some big health organization, that should raise a red flag in your head. Same terminology, you know, moving around. Those who maintain anonymous social media, you know, you and I, Dr. T, Dr. Zelenko, I mean, I could go on and on and on. There are hundreds of us that have always been honest about who we were, what our credentials were, because we wanted the trust of the public. Many, many people maintain, like, they hide behind a picture that's not them. They don't use their real name, but they create large followings, and then they come out and try to discredit some of the rest of us. That's not right, and that should raise a red flag. Those with super large followings, especially if they happen really, really quickly, and the person either came previously from another area or a non-health freedom.
Or was seemingly out of nowhere.
It was like, out of nowhere.
This person just poof explodes onto the scene, and then suddenly they've got 50 million followers.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, I learned this in my 10 years in DC. A lot of people don't know. I worked for a year and a half in the Office of Presidential Correspondence, opening and escalating the mail for the first family in the Trump administration. But I learned in DC, when people come out of nowhere, people don't trust readily. And there's a reason for that. You have to let somebody move through the system and see if how reliable and how consistent they are. So number four, heavily moneyed. Right? That's always a big red flag. And by whom? I kind of alluded to that earlier. And then number five, narratives that change. This is my favorite, Dr. T. Narratives that change over time. Because people say, well, you know, they were pushing the shots in the beginning, but I respect them because they admitted they were wrong and they changed. Well, you got to look at the timing. Why not trust? Why argue with those of us who got it from the beginning? If we did, why didn't they? So it's an operation. Okay. Number six, the chorus effect. When you have these little gaggles of frontline, you know, people or whatever, visible people that seem to get big followings, and they're all saying the same thing. They're all coming out now and presenting information that you and I and many others of us presented 2 or 3 years ago. That's highly suspicious. Why is it okay now? Are there overlords giving them permission? And then lastly, I don't want to go over time. You just, you know, give me a cue.
You got time. You got time. Take your time. You got plenty of time.
Okay, good, good. That chorus effect, before I get to the last one, I think is really important because it seems to be like a chunked out segment of the population. Even though they're a bunch, you know, it's a mix of people you really trust. Be very careful. I think I want the public to understand this point. Be very careful that you don't, like, I appreciate when people love me or support me, but be very careful about becoming a sycophant, somebody who's so adoring. I want you to double check everything I present to you. And I try to make it something that is easy for you to corroborate. Okay. So number seven, and last so far in the list, we may expand this list as time goes on, is, and I got hit with this the other night, someone who tells you to promote a more moderate position. And this was interesting to me because when Sasha and I were talking about this in a recent interview I did with her, she said something very profound, Dr. Tenpenny. She said, the truth is extreme. The truth is radical. And to soften it, you have to add a lie or two. You don't want to do that. Why would I want to moderate the truth? So I've always been very straightforward, very strong about the truth, and I don't make exceptions, right? Like I've seen some people go down to the Darien Gap this week, and what they do is they're chumming it up and having coffee with migrants. They're driving around in cars with, you know, a bunch of migrant children. And, you know, look, I'm as compassionate as the next person, but when your first act, whether the U.S. government is facilitating or not, when your first act is an illegal one into our country, I don't have sympathy for those people and those children. I don't want any harm to come to them. But on the other hand, I'm not here. I'm not responsible for them. So I see a lot of our reporters and frontline people, they're kind of really chumming it up. And it's not a celebration, folks. And it's not something, you know, we should be working on stopping whatever is running our government right now, which to me appears to be foreign and domestic enemies combined. I'm interested in stopping their using NGOs, setting up big these huge like warehouses down in Central America and in Panama, and they're literally facilitating the invasion of our country. You know, just bringing them in, and giving them resources and a bus ticket or a plane ticket to get over the border and then get into different cities in the U.S. And I'm going to tell you something. People are not paying attention to this, Dr. T. And when it hits, it's going to be like the fire ants. Did you ever hear of the fire ants in Texas? I was down there once in Houston, and I was standing on the side of the road, and a friend of mine kind of pushed me and said, get away from that. Well, these fire ants, one or two of them were climbing on my shoe. And she said, eventually, they mean nothing individually, but eventually you're going to have thousands of them, and they give a silent sound. And when they do that, they all bite at once. and you get sick and it's painful like you wouldn't believe. That's what's going to happen to the American people. Mm-hmm. They're not paying attention, and these fire ants are going to bite, because when these people who have no oath of office, who don't believe in America, who don't have any affection for fellow citizens, are going to be put in positions of law enforcement and military, we are in trouble, my friend. I don't know if there's going to be anywhere to hide, even in your nice neighborhood with your beautiful landscaping, okay? And your gated guard who's going to run in the opposite direction when these people start to, right?
Yeah, there's so much to unpack there of what you just said. There's just so much.
I know.
I will start with the last thing first in terms of the immigration thing. You know, I have a really, really good friend who stays with me periodically in between jobs. And he grew up in Lebanon and was in the Lebanese military twice, you know, for both of their civil wars. And the second one, he was head of special forces, and he can tell you endless stories, which I've heard a lot of them that just make the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Mm. But he has said so many times, America has no idea what's happening to them. You know, it's the same thing that happened to Lebanon when we got infiltrated by, you know, by the Syrians, and then by Hezbollah and Hamas. And they don't have a president. They have electricity 1 hour a day. They don't have any functioning hospitals. They don't have any medications. Their banks are all shut down. And who talks about this little Lebanon? Nobody. But, you know, it was at one time the most prosperous country in the Middle East. It had the best educational system, that everybody across Europe would want to send their kids to Lebanon for a university because they had such high standards. And he said, you know, you can have somebody can just put an RPG on their shoulder and fire two shots, one down both sides of your street, because I live on a cul-de-sac street. And he said, it'll take out, one shot can take out the entire row of houses on each side, because all of your houses are made of wood and plywood and plasterboard. And he said, you know, the houses that are like in the Middle East and where these civil war things are, they're made with, you know, bricks and mortar and stone, and they're hundreds of years old, and they're, you know, a foot thick and all that stuff. And so they can get into their houses and have some semblance of protection. He said, you guys don't have anything like that here. And so that is a place, that's something that just sticks in my mind. And it really is worrisome that people are not paying attention, and that people, you know, people inside of our government has allowed this to happen. I mean, I'm sure you saw that little video that went around a couple of weeks ago about that sheriff actually here from Ohio, the sheriff who said that I didn't realize there's 3,300 sheriffs in our country. And I guess that makes sense. That must mean there's about 3,300 counties.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried to meet with the Biden administration, and the administration refuses to meet with them. And the FBI just kind of told the sheriffs, hey, get your local communities fired up and together and form co-ops and whatever you're going to do, because you're going to be on your own. When the crap hits the fan, you can't call the National Guard. And I'm just repeating what he said on this video. You can't call the National Guard. The Army's not going to show up. There's nobody that's going to help you. And if you happen to be living in a very far left, liberal, Black Lives Matter type of county, you're really going to be in trouble. There's going to be no place to hide, not even in what you think is the safety of your home. So, you know, people really do need to pay attention to this. And they need to get prepared. I mean, prepping right now, prepping, this is our active, you know, in March of this year, it's like Jane and I, you and I talked a little bit before we went live about how we're doing like themes of the month. And the theme for drtempenny.com this month is, it's an activist month, and prepper and getting ready. And these 7 points that you just said, which is the other thing I want to circle back around to, are just so important. And I hope that everybody that listens to this will listen to the replay. You know, if you couldn't join us live here on Brighteon TV on the Tenpenny Files on Your Health, we repost these shows on my Substack page on Thursday. So tonight is Monday night. So we're recording it live tonight. And then we repost them so that you can watch them again. Or if you missed it because of the time frame or whatever, if you go to dr10penny.substack.com, you'll be able to listen to this again. And while you're listening to it on the Substack, you can slow it down and stop it and make notes and have that whole list of those seven things. And one last thing before we kind of go on here a little bit. People always say, who should I trust? Everybody says, trust the science. And I'm all about the truth. Well, it's like everybody says it's they have the truth, even though they may have a pack of lies. And so my thing with that, Jane, is, and this might be the number eight you put on your list there, is who do you really trust? The people who are not the mainstream. You know, you don't trust what the mainstream has lied to us in the last 3 years in such a blatant way that if people can't see it now, they're never going to see it. They're always going to have closed eyes. But they lied to us about the myth of the masks, the fraud of the PCR testing, the nonsense of the shots, the absolute nonsense of the social distancing. They lied to us about, you know, the immigration problem. They've lied to us about our elections. They've lied to us about everything. So if anybody is propagating mainstream stuff and trying to convince you that's the truth, I think that is the controlled opposition and you ought to run.
100%. But we have a layer in our alternative media now that you and I are part of that is sabotaged. And people need to know that or you're going to go down with it. And so you have to watch these big health firms that are, you know, gobbling up a lot of people and compromising them and flipping them. I'm not going to name names yet, but you know who they are. You all know who they are. Just watch for that because you're going to see choruses form. And people sell out for fame and money. It's really sad. And it's dangerous for the public. And I want them to know.
Yeah. And once they identify those people, should they call them out or should they just ignore them? Or what should they do once they've identified those people?
Ignore them? I don't know if the public understands, but the more you watch someone, the more money they're making. All of us included. It's called monetization. It's something that didn't exist before this, but there's so many people now in alternative media doing podcasts and shows that were never in mainstream media. Unfortunately, a lot of them, their messaging and what they're saying has been paid for by somebody else. So always follow the money. Always avoid anybody who's sponsored by some big conglomerate or some big money entity. That's the biggest warning. I'd add maybe that's number nine. On the list. If this list is going to grow, it should. It should. So it should. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk about it, though, so that people can start to really think twice. And it's more so convenient to just keep going to your favorite frontline doctor and believing and going with everything they say, but you really can't give up the importance of thinking on your own and really thinking it through.
And doing some research on your own and doing some reading on your own. Go to some original sources and read the papers and read the documents for yourself. I mean, we all have thank God, we still have the ability to read. And even though it seems as though, Jane, that that our school systems are talking more about, you know, diversity, you know, inclusiveness and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusiveness, and transgender agendas and anti-Trump agendas, more than teaching our children how to read, write, spell, do math, you know, do all those things. We are doing more things that are destroying our society than teaching our young children how to function at the core basic level, how to spell, how to read, how to do simple math, how to do, you know, multiplication and division. We're not teaching those kids to do that anymore. But those of us that are in a position, and, you know, if you're 20 something and above, you can read and you can probably do math and do the math, even if you're doing it with a calculator on your phone, you know how to do the math. Go and read some original source documents yourself. You know, don't just listen and don't just get all your information off of TikTok.
Amen.
You know, they have dumbed us down from being able to read a book to now we can read a chapter to now we read, you know, a little like excerpt. Now we read now we went to Twitter with 24 characters initially, and then we went to TikTok videos. If it's more than a minute and 10 seconds, we're not going to watch it. I mean, what has that done? What does that say about our attention span of what they have intentionally done to us?
Sound bites. And that's another dangerous trap, in my opinion, because I've said to people, don't bite the title. especially yes. with a scientific journal article, and somebody throws it at you and says, oh, see, this was safe and effective. Here's the title. The title is nothing. You have to, and for even for popular articles or anything we all do, don't just take the title and think you know it. And people oftentimes, I'm sure you experience this, will see my title and they'll make a comment. Well, this isn't such and such. And you obviously didn't watch the show. And I'm trying to make, to be honest with you, I'm trying to make the shows a little bit shorter. We used to do full hour shows. You know, I haven't been with the Stu Peters organization in well over a year, but when I was with his organization, the production requirement was a full hour. And I think that has evolved. People just don't have the time for that, but they do have the time for something more than a minute or two or a title or a bite. So I think it's important for people to understand another tool in your war chest is to take the time and to read an article. If it's 10 pages long, just at least read half of it. So you understand what they're talking about. Don't just bite on the title. Title could just be to get you to pay attention.
And the same thing with an hour show. If you don't have an hour to watch it, break it up into halves or thirds and watch a half an hour now and a half an hour later, or 20 minutes now and 20 minutes later. I mean, I do that sometimes when I get like people send me like 3-hour documentaries. Yeah. I don't have 3 hours to watch it, but over the course of maybe 4 or 5 days, I'll watch 20 minutes at a time. And it's interesting how sometimes if you watch a little bit and you get away from it, and then you watch a little bit more and you get away, you remember so much more of it than if you sat and watched all 3 hours. No,
it's a good point. It's a good point. Otherwise you oversaturate and you don't get the value out of the entire hour. And oftentimes I've said to people, most of the time you don't need to really watch it. You can, if you're doing something else, like just something, you know, an errand like washing dishes, you can listen and still get good information.
Right.
Can't do a math problem or something because you can't focus, but you know, you could do something mindless like, you know, that, like washing the dishes or something.
So hold on right there, Dr. Jane Ruby. We're going to take a real quick break and we're going to come back on the other side and we're going to talk more about activism things and important things that you can do for your health. Sit here right back. We'll be back in just a minute. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for. Well, we're back. And thank you so much for sticking with us here this evening. And thank you for Dr. Jane Ruby being on the show with me tonight. She's a woman for a time such as this, man. She's a real powerhouse and is bringing so much to the table, not only with her own show, but with interviewing other people. And we were talking, you know, we were talking a little bit before the break about controlled opposition and who do you believe? You know, that brings up another point about who do you believe about what's going on with our food? And how do we know, you know, can we trust any of our food sources these days?
You know, this is important because, well, right now people are in a sense of lulled into a sense of, you know, just contentment, Dr. T, but they're forgetting that they can manipulate these sources and these supply chains in a heartbeat, and it wouldn't take very long. And what is your backup plan for food? And it should be a multi-step backup plan. I've kind of see, I don't think I coined the phrase, but when you hear about big tech, big pharma, big government, we also have big food. I don't think people are nearly as aware as they should be that there are big corporate interests, you know, these industrial complexes that are very much involved in your food. And it's all about the money. And so there's big factory farming, there's big food manufacturing and packaging. And this, we've let it get to this point. That's part of the problem. And we've done it because of we're in search of convenience so that we can do other things in our lives. Well, that is now coming to you at a cost. That's really what I want people to open their minds to. And the reason for that is because I'm starting to do some work about, look, what would I do? And so I'm putting myself in all of your shoes too. What would I do if supply chains went down? Or maybe even partially went down. Let's say I couldn't go to stores and purchase meats and chicken and fish and things like that. You have to have an alternative backup. Now, we're not saying that everybody should become, you know, a fisherman and a farmer, right? I mean, that's ludicrous and all that. But you can grow a few things. You can grow a few things in pots. You can grow a few things in a tower garden. You can... And here's the other thing. So a lot of people live in urban areas. They can't just change that overnight. You can get chicken and eggs and things like that from local small farmers. Not every farmer is part of this big food, big farm, you know, sort of complex, that industry. Why is this important? Well, you should know that there are only about 33 countries in the world that ban pesticides, fungicides, coatings, toxic coatings on the food, poisons inside your food to preserve it, genetically modified ingredients that go into your downstream food. Only 33 countries in the world. So, and part of that is because of corruption. It's money. It's lobbying. Lobbying that's at the end stage, right? Years and years of, you know, congressional members going, oh, you know, you'll give $1 million to my next campaign if I look the other way when this bill comes down to avoid glyphosate in, you know, in sprayed in communities, you know, which is a weed killer. One of the brand names is Roundup. Sure. Okay. I'll look the other way. What's one person's, I'm not going to hurt the whole system. Very, very dangerous. And when you put this together, you know, you look at factory, I'm going to make you a little sick for a minute. You look at factory farming and factory fishing, fish that live in the excrement and the waste of other fish in a small confined area, develop cancers and infectious pustules. And when they grind up your meat or your fish dip, what do you think they're going to do? Cut the tumor out and throw it out? That's weight. They're not going to give up. That's money. I know it sounds disgusting. I've done shows on this, Dr. T. So people could go to my Rumble, rumble.com/ Dr. Jane Ruby, and you can look up these and I've go in much more detail, but this is the concern. And ground beef, you don't know if there were tumors ground up into that. Those factory cattle, they're because they're in such tight quarters, they must be, you know, they develop illnesses because just like we would, if we lived like 25 people in an apartment, eventually you'd all get sick, you know, and you just wouldn't have enough hygiene and cleanliness. So same thing happens to animals. And these big conglomerates are all about weight and you know, money per pound and things like that. So you almost want to start planning, whether they mess with us or not, you want to start planning for getting off of their grid at least a little bit. So what I've started to do is encourage people to look in their areas for food co-ops. You know, they're easy enough to find. There are not a lot of them yet, but the more we put the, you know, economic demand, then more of them will be incentivized to spring up. And food co-ops, why do I say this, Dr. T? Food co-ops do a lot of different things. They source perishable things locally from other, like, small farms, get lettuce and produce that are not sprayed, that are not tainted, not heavily packaged and on a truck for 2 weeks. They also get local meats from farms that are committed to keeping the animals healthy and free range and free roaming and all that. Here's where the 33 countries come in, Dr. T. You might find this interesting. I use a co-op down here. I'm sure there are hundreds all over the country, but this particular one sources grains like bulgur and rice, basmati rice, and all different kinds of rice and things like that. For example, from Turkey. And so when I said to the co-op owner, well, why are you getting it from Turkey? Like, I'm thinking like Erdogan's a nut, right? And he said to me, because Turkey is one of the 33 countries that bans glyphosate, GMO, everything has to be sourced back to the beginning. They don't even let it in the country. And that's why if you look at, I saw an interesting example, Dr. T, recently. Somebody had a container of Quaker oats from Europe, same company, same product, and a canister from an American grocery store. Well, when you looked at the one from Europe, it said, and this is it in a nutshell, oats and salt. When you looked at the Quaker oats box from the United States, it was oats, salt, and about 45 chemicals that I can barely pronounce. And, you know, I'm a prescriber. I know pharmacology, but wacky, you know, just incredible things that should not be in food. Why are those things in there? Because they're paid. Congress is bought and paid for. The lobbyists paid them to be quiet and look the other way. Just one more chemical. Just one. Why? Because those companies produce those chemicals and they want to ship them to big farming outlets in tons. So you see the food chain of the follow the money. And that's why our food is contaminated in the U.S.
You know, it's true. And part of the thing is with like preservatives and additives that all get in our food. You know, we both said, you and I both said for years, if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. One of the things that they do is how they get these things approved. And I actually wrote an article about that on my Substack. How they get these things approved and put them in places that they do a test on a single isolated ingredient, a single additive. And even though they may give it to the mice that they're testing it on at 20, 50, or 100 times what the normal dose would be, they're doing it one time, one ingredient for that set of mice. And then they see whether or not they have a toxicity. But But what we do in our foods, it's like, okay, so that was safe. Eat it even at 100 times the concentration for that mice or that little set of mouse. And they weren't eating anything else but normal mouse food with that one ingredient in it. But think about the American diet. I mean, one meal, like at lunch or dinner time, if you're eating out and you're eating McDonald's or, you know, whatever you're doing, or you're opening a can of soup out of your cupboard or you're opening something out of a box. I mean, look at how many different ingredients are in there. They're none of those additives are tested for synergistic toxicity. And the same thing has to do with drugs. They only ever test synergistic toxicity of one drug against another drug. But the average American takes 8 pharmaceutical prescriptions. They don't test all those different things and all the different breakdown products. So on the food additives, they only test one against one. And they only test it for a short period of time. They don't see what happens if you have 10 of them and you take them every day for the next 5 years. What kind of toxicity does that create in your system? So the entire thing about FDA approved is safe or generally recommended is safe as the GRAS standards, it's all a bunch of nonsense. It's all just fabricated stuff. It's feel good stuff.
It sure is.
It's to make you feel like somebody's looking out for us when they're really not. They're really, really not.
It's a good example of what you just laid out. the Bill Gates funded company that makes the coating for citrus fruits, Apeel, and apples and peaches.
Yes, I've written a lot about that.
If you go to their website, Dr. T, it's all FDA approved. It's natural. They use other fruits to do it. No, they do a distillation process with heavy metals that can then leach into the food and into the product, which damn it. So, but the point is FDA approved. Are any of you really out there going to believe the FDA or have any faith in that? This is an agency that collapsed 5 years ago that's been used by the DOD to create mass genocide and let every reg go out the window in terms of randomized placebo-controlled trials and, you know, really ascertaining safety and efficacy. And you're going to believe the FDA because they approved Apeel as safe and effective for coating? I don't want coding, Dr. T. Call me crazy, but I want to see my fruit rot when the time is right.
Exactly. So you know how long it's been sitting on your shelf, you know?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, Dr. Jane, we've only got just a couple of minutes left in our show here today. And as we could go on for hours, literally. We have so many things that we could talk about. What would you like to leave our audience here with tonight? What would you like them to take the take-home message?
I think most of all, get out of your complacency, please. Look around. You must begin to answer the question for yourselves. You and your family must sit down and answer the question. If we could not get any supplies we needed for 6 months to a year, what would we need and how would we set it up? And here's another good thing. Form alliances in your family with like-minded people, then outside your family with your neighbors and your community, and have a little bit of a contingency plan. If they're like-minded, they'll do that because we're going to need parallel systems and mutual support systems. If I have some medical expertise for first aid, maybe your husband, you are a carpenter, or your husband does something different, he's an accountant, whatever it is, we can then help each other get through because it's not going to be an easy, you know, situation for a while. And I think it never hurts to prepare. If you don't need it, you're in good shape. Maybe your children will need it. So have it in place for them. So that's really what I want people to know. And anyway, God bless you, Dr. T, for everything you've done. And you're just such a hero. You've made such a strong comeback in your health. And I'm just so proud to know you and very grateful to have the time with you tonight.
Well, thank you so much. And as we're closing out in the last minute here, where can they find your show? And where can they find all the materials that you have put together over the last year or so? Where can we best find Dr. Jane Ruby?
Sure. Two main places. The shows are all uploaded to Rumble and my Rumble channel. It's rumble.com/drjaneruby. And then the other thing is my newly launched website. So thank you for allowing me to, you know, make people aware of that. That's just drjaneruby.com. And it's got a lot of valuable resources for the public, which is where I wanted it to end up. And it did. And we've got lots of great tabs and a lot of the shows get uploaded there, but the most reliable place for the most current shows is on the Rumble channel.
And
so thanks again.
When can they watch your live shows?
The shows are pre-recorded, but they kind of go up as live as a first time run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights at 7 p.m. And then I do a coffee chat. I know you do something similar. I thought that was really fun. I do what I call a coffee chat with Dr. Jane Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It kind of started organically. I was in farm markets. I was in my backyard and it's really fun. And I think people really enjoy it. And I kind of elaborate. It's still more teaching, but to kind of elaborate, I answer more specific questions and things like that. So that's all up on Rumble too.
All of those six shows are at 7 o'clock in the evening. One is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the coffee chat is Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah, the coffee chats go up midday, you know, because I literally do have a cup of coffee in the morning and talk.
Yes, yeah. I'm having my decaf cup right here. So
good for you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm tempted to do a wine talk at night, but I think it'd be a little bit much. It's enough. We got enough information going out.
It might get dangerous at that point. That would be really good.
Exactly.
All righty. So we'll know where to do that. We're going to be able to put that into the show notes when we put that up on our the Brighteon show on your health. And also when we post it up on Thursday, on our Substack, so that we started doing, we post our morning coffees on Tuesday in the afternoon from Morning Coffee.
Nice.
And we put our Bridey on show on Thursday over there. So, and then I do a special members only event every other Wednesday on the Substack. So
you're busy. You are busy, Dr. T. Wow.
So that might just be me, you know, making a short little video. It might be a video that I watch of somebody else that I think is of particular interest. And so I put it up there, and that's just for premium, for podcast members and for premium Substack members only. So
wonderful.
Anyways, thank you so much. As we're closing out here tonight, I know
my
we
pleasure.
Could go on for this for hours. So I want to thank you so much for being here tonight, Dr. Jane Ruby. We will have all of your contact information in our show notes. I look forward to when I go upstairs from the studio here and taking a look at your new website and seeing what you put together, because I'm sure it's spectacular.
Thank you so much, Dr. T. Great to be with you.
So thank you again so much for everybody joining us here tonight. Mark your calendars for next week, again, 7 p.m. Eastern time at Brighteon.tv on the Dr. Tenpenny on Your Health. And tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Eastern time is Morning Coffee with Dr. T, where we have an open forum question and answer period. If you're a part of our email list, you will get you would have gotten in advance a way to register so that you can ask questions. But so join us here tomorrow morning, join us on Zoom tomorrow morning for Morning Coffee with Dr. T. And with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my broadcasts with, whether they're live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll never let you down. Have a good evening, good night, and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.